You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. I am Santa, your host. Yesterday, we spoke about not giving up. On this path of self-discovery and success, we are often met with challenges, obstacles, and uncertainty in the midst of change. As you move forward and slowly ascend upward, it is logical to feel uncomfortable. You will want to give up, but don't. Every legend across multiple industries and fields have experienced those same symptoms. It often means that you are closer than you think, that you are on the right path, and need to keep pressing on. Today's episode, Dream Big, Start Small, builds on yesterday's theme of not giving up. Once you've decided that you're continuing onward no matter what, you have to take small, actionable steps to scale progress. Today's episode, Dreaming Big, Starting Small, will help you get there. Success of any type requires discipline and developing good habits. Many set themselves up for inevitable failure by not breaking down big goals into simple and easy-to-do tasks, like the two-minute rule. For clarity, the two-minute rule suggests that if a task can be completed in 2 minutes or less, it should be done immediately. By breaking down big goals into smaller, more manageable tasks, you can avoid feeling overwhelmed and increase your chances of success. This approach allows for progress to be made consistently and helps to build momentum towards achieving the larger goal. Without breaking down goals into simple and easy tasks, you can struggle to make progress and ultimately set yourself up for failure. The two-minute rule is a good place to start, but obviously some things require a greater time interval. But for those things that don't, completing small tasks consistently can give you a confidence boost and set yourself up for success and help you make steady progress towards your goals. One way to steadily work towards your skyscraping goals is through micro habits. Micro habits break down big tasks into smaller, manageable components, making it easier to build momentum and successfully achieve big objectives. Setting big goals can be overwhelming, intimidating, and oftentimes paralyzing. However, breaking down these big goals into smaller, manageable tasks can make them achievable. To develop micro habits, it's important to start by identifying the specific behaviors or actions that will contribute to the achievement of the larger goal. These behaviors should be realistic, measurable, and actionable. For example, if the big goal is to write a book, a micro habit could be to write 100 words every day. By setting clear, specific micro habits, you can establish a routine and create momentum, or big mo as we like to call it, towards reaching your larger goals. If you want to move up in your career, find out what you need to do and start working towards it. Two great ways of identifying what is needed to succeed in your career status is by looking at the backgrounds of those that hold the role that you want. You can look them up on LinkedIn or Zoom Info. Look for overlap in skills, education, previous role titles. What were they doing before they got their job? Secondly, look at open roles on LinkedIn or on Indeed for the title that you want. It's important to look at organizations in the industries that you're interested in. What do they state as their preferred requirement? The reason I'm emphasizing the preferred requirement is because companies want someone who surpasses the basic requirements of any given role. They want to feel like they're hiring a candidate that can exceed expectations. Another important aspect of setting micro habits is accountability. Accountability can come in the form of tracking progress, setting deadlines, or sharing goals with others. By holding yourself accountable for your actions, you're more likely to stay committed to your micro habits and ultimately achieve larger goals. Also, gradually increase the difficulty or frequency over time. Going back to our writing a book example, when you've mastered 100 words a day, increase to 150 and 200 and so on. If your dream job requires a master's degree, start by taking one or two classes and increase from there. Consider the remarkable story of Betty Ann Waters, whose brother Kenneth was convicted of a murder he did not commit. She didn't even have a high school diploma, but vowed to become an attorney to help her brother. Fueled by her love and righteous indignation, she passed her GED test. She earned her undergraduate degree and then her law degree. Through the Innocence Project, she was able to get the case reopened, and her brother, who was actually innocent, was exonerated. Don't ever underestimate starting small. It clearly works. Measure your progress and set deadlines. If you have cheerleaders and mentors in your life that will emotionally support you, then share your goals with them. But sometimes it's best to work diligently and quietly by yourself. Only you can answer what approach is best given your current situation. Make a habit of commitment. Commit to your goals no matter what you are going to continue on. The road to success is paved with failures. From Thomas Edison to Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, they have all experienced downturns, missed opportunities, and outright failures. See any setback as part of the process and not as a sign that you should give up. You know you have it in you to succeed. Make a conscious decision to keep learning, which will help you get better at anything you are wanting to do. Sometimes you're going to have to kick yourself in the shins or in the posterior maximus. You won't want to wake up early and take that walk or add more weights to your barbells or stay up till 1 a.m. studying. That extra sales call or giving up a weekend to get closer to your goals. But often that is exactly what you have to do. The reason people say that it's lonely at the top is because most people are not willing to do what it takes to get there. You have to be willing to go the extra mile consistently, then you'll start to see a result. By staying committed to your goals and holding yourself accountable, the micro habits you stick with can create momentum and help you make steady progress towards achieving your big goals. But remember to be patient and kind to yourself. It's challenging implementing small changes, but focusing on micro habits can lead to long-term success and prevent the discouraging cycle falling short on your lofty goal. Stay committed to your goals and you'll get there. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review. Follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and every podcast episode, 101 so far, on my blog, dothisfirst.life. Until tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue, I see power in you. Past world you down. I see a champion in you.